News release. Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies. The Colorado Public Utilities Commission, PUC, part of the Department of Regulatory Agencies, DORA, along with the National Association of State 911 Administrators, NASNA, is issuing a notice to consumers that older cell phones may cease operating in early 2022 due to the retirement of 3G networks and support for phones using 3G service. This may include other devices that use 3G connectivity, such as some medical alert devices, tablets, smartwatches, home security systems, and other devices. It is vitally important that the public be aware that national 3G networks will no longer work sometime early next year. These networks support older phones and devices that won't work after the 3G network goes away, said Harriet Rennie Brown, executive director of NASNA. The nation's three major wireless carriers, AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, have each announced that they plan on discontinuing 3G service in favor of 4G, LTE, and 5G service next year. According to the FCC's website, AT&T will discontinue service in February, T-Mobile, Sprint will discontinue service between March and July, and Verizon will discontinue service at the end of 2022. Most users of these services will be notified directly by the carriers if this discontinuation affects them. However, users of older phones used for 911-only purposes may not be notified if they do not have active service with the provider. It has long been the practice of some organizations for the homeless or domestic violence shelters to provide clients with older phones with no service, since those phones could still be used to call 911 in an emergency. Users of those older 911-only phones should be aware that they may not work after 3G service is discontinued. The PUC is dedicated to ensuring that all Coloradans maintain access to safety and emergency services throughout the transition to a faster, more reliable cellular network, said Doug Dean, director of the PUC. Low-income individuals who are concerned that their 911-only phones may no longer be supported should consider applying for service through the Federal Lifeline Program. Information regarding eligibility and participating providers can be found at https://www.lifelinesupport.org.